Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 21st of April. Walk before me and be blameless. Luke did not record any of the conversations that occurred between Jesus and Lazarus when he first visited their household. However, Jesus evidently developed a close relationship with Lazarus. The Apostle John noted that later, when Lazarus became sick, the two sisters immediately sent word to Jesus, saying, "Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick." The point to note is that through this initial encounter, Jesus connected these sons of peace to the command that El Shaddai gave to Abraham when he said, "I am Almighty God, walk before me and be blameless." Blamelessness refers to walking by faith with Christ in the fellowship of his death, burial, and resurrection. This is the circumcision of Christ. We know that Christ's death, burial, and resurrection was the focus of his message at this time. The Apostle Matthew recorded that after Peter had confessed that Jesus was the Christ, he began to show to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised the third day. Later, just prior to sending out the 72, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let these words sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men." It was in the context of this word focus that he explained, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." In the same way that Abraham and Sarah were commanded to walk blamelessly in order to be made exceedingly fruitful and a mother of nations, Christ's initiative towards this worthy house was to establish it as a context of fruitfulness and multiplication through fellowship in his death and resurrection. The references used in today's devotions are John chapter 11 verse 3, Colossians chapter 2 verses 11 to 14, Genesis chapter 17 verse 1, Luke chapter 9 verse 44, and Matthew chapter 16 verse 24. For further study, Colossians chapter 2.